This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information is on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, we've got a meetup tonight. Our buddy Ricky Rocket's going to be on stage. He's going to be doing a teleseminar via Skype. We're going to be talking about radiation, toxins, water, and how to think. All Jimmy's Egg. And the meetup is free. If you'd like to join us for dinner, you may. Jimmy's Egg was voted the best breakfast in many states, and I believe they have the best breakfast in Springfield, Missouri. No kidding. Really. I asked the entire meetup group on many occasions how they would rank the food at Jimmy's Egg, and it's gotten a solid 10 from everyone. No exceptions. It's that good. And it's inexpensive. Free refills for soft drinks and coffee and tea. Jimmy's Egg tonight, 4:45 is when we fire up. And we'll go to about 8 o'clock. They open just for us. They close at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after lunch. And then they reopen at 4:45 just for us at USA Prepares. And you're welcome, unless, of course, you're a politician. That's tonight, Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan, what have you got for us?
Well, are you ready for some good news?
I don't believe it.
I don't have that for you today.
So, class, John Reagan's the author of the book, The Financial State of the Union. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com is the website. And if you'd like to go to TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, click on the News tab. That will take you to where we are. And we'll go step by step. So that's where you'd like to be. Okay, John, I am there. I'm at the News tab.
And, oh, boy, is there a lot to cover.
I know. I can't believe it.
The last couple of weeks, we've talked about some unusual thefts. And The ones we've talked about have been from Europe. The theft of 10 truckloads of beer. The theft of a house, an entire house. With the field planted with corn.
Right.
And this one's kind of just popped to the surface this past week. I call it Stick Up, which is a double entendre on purpose. This comes from the United States in the People's Republic of Chicago. A couple of old dudes went to a clinic and stole $1,700 worth of Viagra, which works out 56 pills.
I'm sorry. I just can't help it. You know, Norm Shealy talks about that sometimes. He talks about how these statin drugs will do the opposite of what Viagra will do. Okay.
But besides, hoping to add a little humor to it, this does point out something to think about in the times when the, you know, the poops hit the props, there's going to be a limited supply of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, that's true.
And whether that's at a pharmacy which is going to get hit first, or a clinic like this, which is going to be high on the list, what you have in your home would also be a target, whether it's something like Viagra or painkillers or antibiotics. There's a wide range, and there's also going to be people desperate for things like insulin, mm-hmm. and people that are, you know, basically stuck on these SSRIs where you need to wean off of them or you can really go wacky. So it's just a, you know, one of those things stick in the back of your mind for your preparation planning.
John, as far as I know, there is no substitute for insulin. Do you agree with that?
It might be possible to try to create your own, but it would be very difficult without a laboratory and testing equipment to get something that's consistent and... you know, for type 1 diabetics, I really do not have a good answer.
Right. And for those of you who might be inclined to consider farming, farmers can get antibiotics for their animals, and it's the same antibiotics that a person might get. So if you have cats and dogs and you have a farm and you have a veterinarian who understands that you've got a farm and you might need some of these, you can buy them by the jar very inexpensively. Very inexpensively. Antibiotics for your animals. And they look like they're the same thing as the antibiotics for humans. As a matter of fact, they come in the same containers. As a matter of fact, the labeling... many of them will say on one side for animals, and then on the other side for humans, right on the instructions. Antibiotics from your veterinarian or farm supply. Seriously, check it out. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, let's jump down to the bottom of the list. There's a couple of things that we didn't get to last week that I'd really like to get to this week. One is thou shalt not. And this is a report about the IRS has settled a lawsuit that was pushed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And the settlement has, that the IRS has agreed to, the IRS will monitor sermons. It's, you know, totally against our constitutional rights, but you know, with this administration, since when does the Constitution matter?
I was thinking what would happen if, as you're saying that, if I were a preacher, I wonder how long I would last, you know, under the scrutiny of the Internal Revenue Service. I wonder what they would think about what I'd say right up there behind the pulpit. And, you know, I don't know why churches have signed up for these 501c3 arrangements with the IRS. Why would they do that? How much money do churches make anyway? So if they're not making any money, they wouldn't be paying income tax. Why give up the right to say whatever they want to say to their congregation? And, you know, the congregation is one of the last few groups that meets on a regular basis. You know that? Think about that. You know, the Elks Club, the Rotary Club, the Lions Club. Okay, they meet monthly, but churches meet usually weekly, and some more often than that. And I've been to a Mormon service, and it's a three-hour ordeal. Well, it's called a three-hour event. A three-hour get together, and there are three separate sections of those 3 hours on a Sunday. Other than churches, I can't think of, except for us. I mean, we meet weekly. Other than that, I don't know of too many other organizations that meet once a week. Do you, John Reagan?
I think we've got families that don't even meet that often.
Heck, we've got families that don't have meals that often, you know, together, the entire family. You're absolutely right. Right. Okay. What's next?
Well, before we leave this, I want to just remind people that Obama has a 72% approval rating with Muslims. I would not be surprised to see a similar lawsuit where the IRS would end up monitoring sermons against hate speech directed towards Islam. And that means standing up for Christianity.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking, you know, when I think of the Christians, I keep thinking about Steve Angle. Steve Angle's the historian for USA Prepares and the CSPOA. He comes to meetings and takes pictures and, you know, is documenting what we've done and where we've been and where we've drawn lines in the sand and so forth. And his, probably his most famous quote is, "Where are the Christians? Where are the Christians?" And what he means by that is, how come they're not standing up? How come they're not organized? How come they're not protesting? How come they're not saying no? You know, like, let's say someone's getting beat up in downtown Springfield. Let's say one of our instructors, Aaron Brummett, is preaching from the street, and the cops come to arrest him. And they grab him, and they handcuff him behind his back, and they throw him in the paddy wagon. Where are the Christians? You know, these people who are watching him preach on the street, where are they? How come they don't grab the cops and throw them down on the ground and jump on them? How come? Why? How come they don't do that? How come they let, how come the Christians let one of their own, one of their preachers, get arrested for what? For speaking. Literally, for preaching. Not causing any problems, not inciting a riot, just talking about the Lord. So Aaron Brummett's been arrested. Aaron Brummett's been on the air with me. Aaron Brummett has been to a meetup. You met him. Doesn't seem like a violent guy to me. Served in the military. Was put in harm's way. And gets arrested. Now, our society is upside down. John Reagan's with me. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. When we come back, we've got a full slate of discussion. If you'd like, go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab, and you can follow along with us on your PC. Class is in session. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Man, oh man, I just got off the phone with Len Pence. And Len Pence is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to many of our meetups. As a matter of fact, he was at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg a couple weeks ago. He was talking about gardening and survival and those kinds of things. And great, great class. And it was a lot of us were at the restaurant, Jimmy's Egg. Well, he was at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds for the past week. And he was exhibiting and teaching people about gardening and how to make a survival garden and that kind of thing. And he was, he had some information about Amendment 1 and why to vote no for Amendment 1, which is the right to farm. It's the big lie in Missouri, as I'm calling it, the right to farm. You already have a right to farm. You don't need a right to farm subject to government intervention. So we are all against Amendment 1. We are all voting no against Amendment 1 here in Missouri, all of us at USA Prepares. And he was saying say no to Monsanto also. Monsanto is part of Amendment 1. They're supporting it and buying these politicians with contributions. And so Len Pence had an article written about him in the Springfield newspaper. And he had it laminated, and it was at his booth. And it looks like the security people at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds stole his article that he had at his booth. And he wanted it back. And they threatened to throw him out of the fair if he didn't leave the front office. He's going to call us and tell us about that in a couple minutes. John Reagan, back to you. I mean, we've got Shane Harger. I got a call over the weekend, and he's another one of our instructors. He's scheduled to be indicted on Thursday. I'll see if I can get him on the air tomorrow. He can tell us what's going on. I have not talked to him, but I talked to another one of our instructors, Sam Bushman, who told me that that Shane Harger's in trouble. And, you know, here's what they're doing. They're picking us off one at a time. They really don't like us. I mean, Shane Harger and, you know, one of our instructors who became homeless as a result of exposing the corruption in New Jersey. And then, of course, there's Mike Parsons, who's in prison right now. And Lynette Marie, her father was executed by some people who were just released from prison because he was exposing corruption. Lynette Marie was arrested a couple times. I mean, it's unbelievable. And my son said, you know, Dad, how you talk about, you know, how you choose your friends wisely. Do you ever think about your friends? John Reagan, back to you.
Well, to finish up from last week, I've got an article that I've listed from Flock to Crock. And if you'd rather do it quicker, we can call it from Plot to Pot. It's How to Butcher a Chicken in 20 Minutes or Less. This comes from the January-February 2003 issue of Backwoods Home Magazine. And it shows how you can take a chicken and skin it, have it ready for preparation in less than 20 minutes. You don't have to go through the process of boiling water to dunk the chicken in to loosen up the feathers. You don't have to pluck it or use one of those whiz-bang pluckers to get the feathers off. You just fairly easily have a chicken ready to process. And if you think about it, when times get tough, you don't want to waste water on just processing a bird or two, not to mention the fuel that it's going to take to get that water boiling. So here you've got a process where you just take the bird, you know, skin it, and then just take it in, butcher it, and cook it. What gets better than that?
So that article is there's a link right from your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you can just click on the link. It'll take you right to the article. Or you can go to usaprepares.com, and I've got John, I've copied and pasted John's notes for today, the resources for today at usaprepares.com. So if you forget, you can go there and actually you can click on that, and it'll take you right to John Reagan's website also.
And okay, that tip is at the bottom of today's post. Make it easy to find.
Yep. How to butcher a chicken in 20 minutes or less. We'll be right back. Len Penn should be calling in and giving us the update as to what happened to him in the last few days with the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. They're certainly not friends of mine. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, line six. Okay. We're back, and we've got Len Pence on the line with us. Welcome, Len Pence, USAPrepares.com instructor.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Len, you're a broadcaster on a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and you talk about gardening, you talk about survival, and my understanding is I didn't make it to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds over the past week, but my understanding is that you were there your wife was there, and you were talking about gardening and survival gardening and how to do it right, the same kinds of things that you teach at the Get Prepared Expo that we have, and that you teach us at our meetups, and you teach us on the air. What happened?
Oh, well, we have people trying to amend our Missouri Constitution when it doesn't need amended. And there were booths everywhere, including the Cattlemen's Association, with vote yes on this thing. And I decided that I was going to vote yes, and I was going to be the dissenting voice there. So I had a young lady come in with vote no signs and all the literature to explain to people what this thing was really about, so that they wouldn't be voting us getting Chinese farmers in here and taking us over. And the Cattlemen's Association didn't like it. The Fair Board didn't like it. They came over and told her she had to leave and not come back, and took all the signs down and everything. I didn't care for that, so it took me 2 days to get the signs ready, but I put them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was new signs, and then they came by and said, "You got to take those signs down." I said, "No." They said, "Yeah, your contract doesn't say you can do that in your booth." I said, "Do these other people that are doing the guest part have a contract that says they can?" They said, "It's none of your business what their contract says." I said, "Well, I'm not taking it down. If you want me to take it down, you go to the office." This was one of their security people. I said, "You go to the office and bring me back a piece of paper that says I have to take my sign down and the reasons why, and I want it signed and dated." Well, I didn't hear anything for about 2 hours. Then they came back and says, "Well, okay, you can keep your sign up and you can have your girl come back. But you can't talk to anybody about this unless they ask you. You can't instigate start the conversation." I said, "Well, I can live with that." So I called my girl, said, "Come on back in the morning." Well, Saturday morning she comes back, and security immediately comes in and gets her, takes her out, hands her over to the Springfield police, and filed trespassing charges on her and put her in jail. And at that point, I put up a lot of signs on the front of my booth. And this was Friday, and to really push this thing. Well, there was the news leader paper here was there and got all this down and had a big article in Saturday morning's paper. So before I went in, I cut it out, had it laminated, and have it laying on my front desk there on the table at the show. And when I was out of the booth, security come by and took it,
mm-hmm.
took off with it. So I went to the office and said, "I want my article back." And the girl there just absolutely blew up, called me every name in the book, told me I was a liar and everything else. Said, "If you don't, you've got 30 seconds to get out of this office or we're going to tear your booth down and throw you out of the fair." So that's what was going on.
I've got a couple of questions, Len. Now, was this gal's name Sherry? Was this gal's name Sherry?
Yes, it was.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I heard about this, and I called the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And I said, "Hi, I'm Vincent. I'm an investigative reporter. And I'm calling to find out more information. I understand that there was an arrest made at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds." And Sherry said to me, "Did you read the article in the paper?" And I said, "Yes, I did." She said, "Well, then you know everything you need to know." And I said, "Well, I'd like to get some more information from you." And she said, "I'm hanging up on you." And she did. So my immediate response is, if that gal worked for me, I'd fire her. Instantly.
Well, that's what needs to be done. And they anyway, they messed up our civil rights. And there's several attorneys in town already called us and to see if they can help us do something about it.
Wonderful. I'm all excited about that. You know, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds is miserable. I remember reading a three-page thank you to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds after we had one of our Get Prepared Expos there. And, they wouldn't let us use the water, you know, for washing up purposes. They wouldn't let us, they called the Board of Health on us, and the Board of Health came out. It's like the government calling the government, right? That's what they did. They tried to make our life miserable. The internet went down, and they wouldn't bring it back up, so people couldn't, our vendors couldn't, exhibitors couldn't process electronic credit card payments. I mean, it was absolutely miserable. And I said to the manager on duty at the time over the weekend, hey, call the director, and let's get this internet fixed. I had James Wesley Rawls, who was doing a Skype teleseminar with us, and I couldn't get that to work because the internet kept going down. And they said, no, he's off today. And I said, call him up anyway. You know, this is a big deal. There are thousands of people here. Let's get this fixed. And they wouldn't do it. So I went on the radio in Springfield, Missouri, and I read a three-page thank you. And it started out with something like this. I'd like to thank the Ozark Empire's fairground staff for all of the things that they've done to help us, all the proactive activities that they've done, except I can't, because they didn't do any of those things. They're miserable. And what should happen is that the board of directors should resign, every single one of them, as soon as they fire the director of the fairgrounds. And the rest of the staff, except for two people. And it's a miserable organization to work with, in my opinion. So I'm waiting for them to sue me. I think that would be fun. We'll expose them, too. They're absolutely horrible, in my opinion, to work with. Uncooperative, unprofessional. Just, they make life difficult. And you know what? We're the customers, Len. You were the customer. I was the customer. But they are just impossible.
I paid for my booth, but boy, they wouldn't let me use it. They wouldn't let me talk from it, and it was not a happy time down there.
So, what are you finding about the vote no for Amendment 1, which is called the Right to Farm Amendment in Missouri? And we're saying that why would anybody want to vote for an amendment for the right to farm subject to any power given to local government? We already have a right to farm. We don't need these guys invading us. What kind of response did you get?
I had the actual deal here that says the amendment and what the ballot will read, two separate things.
Right.
And I just explained it to the people. Mm-hmm. I read, it says, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment says that agriculture, which provides food, energy, health, and benefits and security, is the foundation, the stabilizing force of Missouri's economy. I'll go along with that. I'm a farmer. If we don't grow it, somebody's going hungry. To protect this vital sector of Missouri's economy, the right of farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices shall be forever guaranteed in the state. I already have it. I can buy any seeds from anybody and raise any crop I want to. I can go out and buy any cow, sheep, goat, whatever. We don't need to guarantee it. It's already here. And the next five words is what's the catcher. It says forever granted in this state, subject to duly authorized powers. Whoa. Who are we giving the authority to tell us what we can and can't grow?
Yep.
That's what this thing's all about.
Right. It's subject to any power given to local government.
That's right. And now, the ballot will read, shall a Missouri Constitution be amended to ensure that the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agriculture? Missouri citizens. But that's not what the amendment says. This means that Smithfield, it was bought out by China, 50,000 acres of our farmland. China's now a farmer and rancher in this state, and they will be protected if they, under this law, so that they can buy more and more of the deals if everybody says yes. They better
I understand
speak Chinese.
The gal who was behind your booth, I believe she showed up at our meetup a couple of Mondays ago, and she was talking about this. So it's interesting, you know, you meet the people who've become arrested, and she's about as harmless as a person gets. I mean, she's not in your face. She's not violent. She was very, very calm and collected. And, you know, I spent maybe...
She's a 60-year-old lady who lives in a very nice area of Greene County, and or Christian County, I guess it is, down there on 14. And her husband flies 747 jumbo jets all over the world. I mean, this isn't a harebrained idiot. This is a well-educated lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she being put in the jail for about 5 hours before that we could get her out, or her husband got her out, was a real traumatic experience for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They sure trampled on us, and Dee Wampler is the attorney that wants to handle it for us.
I love it.
So we'll see what happens.
Len Pence, thanks so much for calling in. I hope to see you tonight at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, and that's on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. We're going to fire up.
I'll see you there, Vince.
Hey, and Len, tell us the story when you get there. Ricky Rocket will be on stage. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be doing a Skype teleseminar.
Thanks so much, Len. I'll do it. Thank you.
Thanks. Len Pence will be with us tonight. We'll be right.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds. Dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us, and John, we've got a caller, Luigi. Luigi is on with us from Detroit. Luigi, welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, I'm just calling about the smart meters. I filled you in last week when we talked about how they're threatening to arrest me.
Yeah. Tell us the story really quickly. We've got about 5 minutes at the most.
They came for the first install, and I refused it. And the installer says you have to have it installed no matter what, even if you opt out. They still put the same meter in, supposedly without sending the radio signal. And he said, no matter what, they're going to come with the cops. And if I impede them in any way, I'll be arrested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would happen if you called the cops first and said, I've been threatened by the power company, and I just want to put you on notice that I'm going to call the newspaper, and I'm going to call the TV station, and they're going to be here, and I want you to stand between me and the power company.
I believe the authorities are on the side of the power companies. I've seen it on YouTube videos. Even they're arresting mothers.
Yeah, they threaten the same thing here at the farm, and unfortunately, this was quite a while ago. I let them get away with it. But so in response to what they did to us here on the farm and all of our friends and neighbors, what I'm doing is on the 20. Let me just check 1 second. I had to get my calendar on the 22nd of this month, which is on a Friday. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be on stage stating my case why I should be elected as a member of the board of directors of the electric cooperative. That's what I'm doing. So if I'm elected, I'm going to do everything I can to undo the damage that's been done. by the installation of these smart meters, which cost $5 million. By the way, Luigi, in Saskatchewan, Canada, they are removing smart meters because they have caused fires.
Exactly.
They've caused fires. That's Satch Power, okay? They have been ordered to remove all the smart meters in the province, and it's 105,000. So it's three times as many smart meters there as there were installed at Laclede Electric Co-op, where I'm running for the board of directors. And there have been fires caused by these smart meters. I don't know what the real answer is, because unfortunately the government is in bed with corporate America. But I can tell you this. If you can find a 3-pound coffee can, and if you, it will fit right over the glass of the meter. And if you save that plastic lid that comes on it, you can cut out part of that lid so that will fit tightly over the glass and will still fit on the can.
Right.
You can protect that smart meter from being damaged by baseballs and things like that. The only problem with doing that is it prevents some of the electromagnetic radiation from escaping through the glass. That's the problem with it. So
that's what we're worried about. And also the installation of the unit, when they come around, they just seem to leave the power on and just rip the analog unit right out and push.
Yeah, they do that.
Right, and it's creating arcs, and that's why I believe all the fires are starting. And also the unit itself is in the internal connections are getting really hot, if you've ever seen that.
I have a meter base here on the farm, an extra meter base that was used for a temporary power connection. And you're absolutely right. They just yank the meter out, and then they put the new meter in without disconnecting any of the power. So that what happens is that meter acts like a switch to turn the power back on. Luigi, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I had an answer. I don't want to see you go to jail temporarily for this, but I think you should call your television news crew and say, look, these things are harmful. They're creating electromagnetic radiation. We're sensitive to it. We don't want to be harmed by it, and get it on video on the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news. That's what I would do.
I'll give it a try, Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you so much. John Reagan, and I'll be right back. Right after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.